Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. It might not have gotten a lot of publicity, but there was an election on Tuesday. Given the expected low turnout, Franklin County opted to use the off-year primary to test new voting machines, and there were some hiccups. Joining us now is Franklin County Board of Elections spokesman Aaron Sellers. Aaron, good morning.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. So there were some issues that led to long lines at the Whetstone Rec Center near Clintonville. WOSU spoke with voter Patrick Higgins, who said he had to wait about an hour because of an equipment problem. Here's what he told us.
You know, I checked in just fine, gave my ID, verified my address, and, you know, when it came time to printing whatever receipt was needed to check in at the actual voting machine, those printers were not working.
So Aaron Sellers, do we know exactly what happened there?
Yeah, what happened yesterday? It was totally unrelated to the new equipment, the new voting equipment. We had an issue at that Whetstone Rec Center with our eye syncing of the actual poll pads. What we do on election eve is we send out flash drives to the voting location managers of the updated supplemental absentee list. And what that list is, Steve, is a list of voters that have voted either absentee at our location early at 1700 Morris Road, or voters that have, requested any absentee ballots be mailed to them in the meantime that the machine that the poll pads have been sent to the location.
So it's basically a last minute list to make sure no one votes twice. Why do you think Patrick Higgins said a printer was not working?
In the process of check-in, the voter will take their identification, whether that be an ID or a utility bill, and then they will go to the roster table and check in. They were unable to print off the electronic the authority to vote document that the voter would then take to the new equipment.
So again, explain why the county went with this hybrid voting machine that requires voters to use an electronic machine and then check over a paper ballot that the machine prints out.
Well, in the process of looking at new equipment, there were five or six vendors that we looked at. The trend in the voting community is to have some type of paper component. And, there was only one of the vendors that we looked at that was kind of a true DRE, direct recording device equipment that we used in the past. What we decided to do is we decided to go with this hybrid system where voters, they have a paper feel to it in the sense that they can it's verifiable.
Mm-hmm. Gives people peace of mind, right? They have a paper they can actually look over. Forgive me, Aaron. Time is short here. Overall, would you say the test was successful?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It was important to get this rolled out. Obviously, it was the turnout was pretty low yesterday, so it is a good time for us to do that as we gear up for a full countywide election in November. And then obviously next year, the presidential primary.
And these machines are sticking around, right? There's no chance of them going away and the county getting something different.
Well, we it was about $10 million for the equipment that we bought, so I think we're going to have it for a little bit.
Real quick, Aaron, how was turnout yesterday?
Turnout, there was about 608,000 registered voters that were eligible for yesterday. 44,320 residents, registered voters cast ballots, so it was about 7.28% was turnout.
Aaron Sellers, a spokesman for the Franklin County Board of Elections. We've been talking about new voting machines that were tested for the first time in yesterday's election. Thanks again, Aaron.
Thanks, Steve.